Thank you for the music. ABBA, Graham Price, our Garden Guru's song choice. Thank you for that, Graham. Are you a musical man? Do you play anything?
Yes, I like all types of music, from the modern stuff to, the classical.
But do you play piano or anything like
that? I don't play any instruments, unfortunately. Yeah, I don't have time these days, anyway.
No, you don't. Well, did you move from Derbyshire to Kingsbridge straight away?
Yes, I took early retirement about 15 years ago, and then we decided the children were through university.
Yeah.
Decided that we'd come down to Devon. My other passion is sailing.
Oh, really?
So I have a boat on the estuary.
What class of boat do you have, Graham?
I have a motor sailor.
Oh, do you? Basically. Okay. Gin Palace, by another word.
No. Nothing as sophisticated as that. But I do enjoy sailing very much, and that was my other passion when I was at work for relaxation.
Yeah.
So we came down, and we'd sailed in Salcombe. We'd been down to the regatta for a number of years and decided that's where this is. Devon is where we wanted to be, so no regrets whatsoever.
Ah, fantastic! But you got your hands in the soil of Kingsbridge, and not just in your garden.
That's right. In 2007, a small group of us felt that we could improve the town, and at that time, we could see that certain areas of the town were getting rather run down as a result of lack of maintenance by the various authorities, and that we might be able to do something about resurrecting some of the heritage sites that were nearly lost to the undergrowth and whatever that we had.
I'm interested in your thoughts about this, though, as the councils have retreated because of cutbacks.
Yeah.
I never thought there'd be anything positive about that, but there kind of is a sort of more egalitarian sort of action plan for what happens to those pieces of land now.
Yeah, I mean, what we have actually done is all the planting in Kingsbridge is now carried out by Kingsbridge in Bloom. The local authorities do cut the grass. Unfortunately, we have a good town council who pay for extra cuts of the grass verges because we only get 4 a year from the county council, and we pay for another 3 to keep the whole place looking tidy and respectable.
Yeah.
But for the most part, the planting is now totally taken over by our Bloom group.
And just going back to your story that I so rudely interrupted, it was starting to look a bit rough around the edges.
Yes.
And then a Bloom group was set up.
Yes, and we were surprised. We got to the local media to advertise what we were trying to do, and the response was just amazing. The local community came together, and we got tremendous support from day one. And when we looked at it, we thought, there's something special here for Kingsbridge.
Oh, really?
We ought to really make sure that, we take account of the interest that people have shown. And from... we started with about 10 people. Now we've got 30 plus, and a lot more supporting us through our monthly prize draw that we have to keep the money coming in.
Gosh, you can get a lot done with 60 hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But normally we have about 20 people every Wednesday, and other people that come in join other days of the week to support us. And we've made, looking at what we've achieved is just amazing. We never anticipated that the change that Kingsbridge would have as a result of the work we've done.
Ah, wonderful.
So if you see the, or if you've had a look at the Britain in Bloom programme on BBC Two that they're playing at the moment, the opening clip does say, someone says, well, it changes people's lives.
Yeah.
And it really does change people's lives, because it goes further than just planting and weeding. We take on groups who would not have the chance to associate themselves with coming into Kingsbridge and having a coffee and enjoying the experience of horticulture.
Yeah.
People who are lonely, people who got special needs, come and join us, and it's a wonderful therapy.
So all of us can feel excluded. I mean, you don't need to have any label to feel like that. But what strikes me from what you're saying is that community spirit and civic pride needs to actually be grown.
Absolutely. Yes.
You need to grow.
Without question.
Yeah, and through horticulture, it's sort of both, obviously, the pun aside, is the way to do it.
Yes, and we're getting more involved now with the South Ham's area of well-being, so the health centre. We're working with the health centre.
That's the future, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, get everyone involved. Now, I want to find out more about what's happening in Kingsbridge, but before we do that, I'd like to play another tune. But before that, what invention do you wish you'd invented that you use in your day-to-day life? Can be anything, Graham. Can be anything.
Well, I would say one of the most useful tools I've got is the pruners that I inherited from my father-in-law.
Oh, really?
And I use them such a lot.
What, ones from your pocket, or what are they?
No, the on a extended pole with the steel wire and the handle to prune trees without having to climb up the trees.
Have yours got a parrot beak on them?
Yes.
The parrot, and it sort of the blade
absolutely.
Rolls up underneath.
The blade rolls up, and they're as sharp as the day that I inherited them.
They don't make them like that anymore, do they?
No, they don't. that was a wonderful piece. It's a wonderful piece of kit that I really enjoy using.
Do you think of your old dad when you're using him? Does it remind
yes,
you?
Absolutely. And I've got his old fork and spade as well, which is great.
Oh,
some of the old garden tools are wonderful, actually.
Yeah, they are. They are. I mean, I'm a lot taller than my dad, so the stuff he was using would probably see me at a chiropractor, quite frankly.
Yes.
You know, but. You know, so if the long-handled stuff is the shovels and things like that, still
absolutely.
Great.
Absolutely. And his spade was worn down to about 5 inches in
really?
Terms of the actual spade part of the...
Was it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, how fantastic. Well, they are great. And the other thing is they're lovely and light, aren't they, the old tools? When they're worn down like that, they're
yes,
beautiful
they
to
are.
Use.
They
yeah,
are.
If you're not as strong as you'd like to be in your hands or wrists, or you've got a bad back, you know, get seek out some old tools. It can do you the world of favours. More from Graham in a moment.
I was
stuff like that. Well, in the studio with me is our garden guru, Graham Price from Kingsbridge in Bloom, ex-Rolls-Royce engineer, but part of the gardening clubs for Rolls-Royce, and a driving force behind Kingsbridge in Bloom and also Britain in Bloom. I mean, across the county, you're sort of involved with the network, I'm guessing, Graham.
Yes, that's right.
That's how it works. It's a lovely thing. It's a family, isn't it?
It is. And I get out and about now because I've gone through the official training for judging.
Have you? Yeah.
So, I see quite a few places, and it's very interesting. And I have to say that everyone I meet in this, talking about Bloom, are wonderful.
Yeah.
Really keen gardeners, and there's some really good gardeners in Devon.
Yeah, well, yeah, you know, I like to think so, Graham. we always ask our gurus their top five plants, and it can be an eclectic mix. It can be things from childhood, can be things that I guess in your case are helpful to grow for other people trying to get Bloom awards. But take us through your list, Graham.
Well, first of all, when we started, we made a conscious effort to, wherever possible, plant sustainably.
Okay.
So a lot of our plants, or most of our plants, are perennials or whatever. And we found that I get more enthusiasm about one particular plant that, a type of plant that sits on our bed, which is adjacent to the bus station in Kingsbridge, and that's a sea holly, or the Eryngium, and it's a wonderful plant, and very bee friendly, and I love it.
It's just the straight Giganteum, is it?
Yes,
the straight Eryngium's Giganteum.
Yeah,
fantastic, and a good coastal plant.
Very good coastal plant, and it thrives very well in Kingsbridge, and I guess it would throughout Devon, really.
Yeah, if you've got gravel, you can grow it.
Absolutely.
That's a good... Yeah. In at number four, Graham?
I like, for the height in our beds, the Penstemon family.
Yeah.
Wonderful perennial. Comes in so many colours, and it's so easy to grow. You know, you've got to find a sunny aspect. They do like a sunny aspect.
Do you like them all equally?
Yes. I particularly like the one called Alice Hindley, which has got a blue trumpet and white inner to the trumpet, and spectacular.
Yeah, good. And it kind of looks almost shrubby-esque, old Alice, isn't it? Once it? If it can be left or it can be cut down, it
turn
into a good old mound.
That's right.
Great plant.
You have to cut it down, of course, you know, trim it right down.
They say there's a Penstemon for every state of America.
Oh,
that's what they there we are. Well, not that I've seen them all, but apparently I'm just repeating what I read. Anyway, number three, Graham.
I like the Allium, a ball of wonder on a single stem.
Oh,
I call it.
Yeah.
You know, we'll be seeing those poking through very shortly, and very statuesque.
How do you stop the slugs on them then? I mean, it can be sort of problematic. Or do you use them as
bedding? By hand.
Ah.
By hand. And most of the ones we've got gravel on the surface of the beds around the town square where most of our alliums are. And we're able to pick up the slugs quite easily.
Yeah, yeah. And they just come up, mound of leaves, and then they're sort of little fireworks, aren't they?
Really? They really are. I mean, obviously you can get various colours. I like from the deepest purple to the purest white.
Yeah.
But I like the blue as a personal choice.
I'm a Globemaster fan myself. I sort of like that. You know, there's a little Chelsea flower show timing. It's quite good. Number two, Graham.
Well, I was going to go for a plant that I feel gives a real glow in autumn, and that's it's actually a tree, a dwarf Japanese Acer.
Oh, okay.
I've got one in my own garden at home. They can be grown in pots, of course, and they make a wonderful show. particularly. I mean, they are deciduous, you do lose the leaves, but I particularly like those because they're quite structural and very attractive.
And they get better with age, don't they?
Like they do indeed.
Like a fine wine, Graham.
Correct.
And number one?
The star of our displays, really, are the canna lilies.
Oh, really?
The deep red canna lilies
that
we have in the centre of our beds, and just give it the height and structure, make it quite spectacular.
They're remarkable, aren't they, cannas? And just such a feature of late summer. You don't see them now.
No, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And a really good fit. Once they're growing, they're self-sufficient, really, aren't
yes,
they?
Yes, they are. Yes.
Yeah, canna lilies. Well, that's a great choice. I can see there's a sort of a civic element here in your choices, you know, for containers, pots and a bit of a show.
Yes.
What's happening in Kingsbridge? What are the highlights through the summer?
Well, this year we're making a special display to celebrate the wildlife of Devon. And that's coming together with also, it's 800 years since Kingsbridge received its royal charter to have a market in the town.
Yeah.
And the reason the market was introduced was because the area around the town square and lots of Kingsbridge was owned by the Buckfast Abbey. And the monks wanted to sell their honey and mead and various other bits that they grew on the market. So they applied and got the charter for Kingsbridge. And we're celebrating that as part of our display this year on the main bed.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so 1219 to 2019.
Yeah.
Quite a special year for us.
Yeah, that is.
And we're in particular, we are looking at celebrating our pollinators, the bees in Kingsbridge, which are thriving.
Tying in with the monks quite nicely.
Yes, and the ladies of the town, mainly, are knitting bees. We've got over 1,000 that are going to go in shops and around the town to celebrate our wonderful pollinators.
So, listeners who want to get in touch, people in the Kingsbridge area and beyond who might want to help or lend a hand or connected with the town,
absolutely,
even just spiritually,
yes.
How can they get in touch, Graham?
Well, we've got our website, which is www.kingsbridgeinbloom.co.uk, or they can go into the information centre. They know us very well in there.
Ah, oh, that's great. Now, details will be passed on. Well, Graham, thank you very much for coming in. It's been really interesting. And I'm going to be keeping in touch. I want to find out how you do in this year's Britain in Bloom contest.
Yeah, thank you very much. We're against 4 other towns and cities.
Well, as they say at the football, who are they?
Well,
we don't want to know. Okay. Graham, you will prevail. You will prevail. Well, if it's on the success of last year's, if that's anything to go by, I'm sure you're going to do really well.
Thank you very much.
Friday night, I'm going nowhere. All the lights are changing, green to red.